Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Jekke once told his wife that he's going to be home late because he started saying, Mashiach Moedei Goshem. Mashiach Moedei Goshem is going to be home late. He's just telling his wife. Then, Rabbi Gideon, 750 or 8 for you next week? Rabbi Kagan? He'll speak to him. Yeah. And Bochim Achshuvim, 750? You're flexible either way. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we have to debate. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to page 34. We're learning Simon Reish Nun Beis. We're going to be learning all about giving in a car to a garage today, Beis Hashem. Okay. I don't know what the situation with your cars is. I don't know why I'm quite familiar with garages. If you give a car into a garage, on Friday, are you allowed to do so? And the person tells you, the garage, the mechanic, that he tells you that he's going to be doing, I'll do it over the weekend. Is that a problem? What if he tells you, you can pick it up first thing Sunday morning? How is that? And how if you give in on Friday afternoon? And what if, these are all real questions, real life questions, okay? If you're giving it on Friday, you're picking it up on Sunday morning. What if he's closed on Sunday? Does it make a difference or not? And he's telling you that you pick it up on Monday morning. What would be the halacha if it's a garage that nobody... Does it make a difference if people see your car in a garage and the goy works on it over Shabbos or not? Does that make a difference or not?
If he just says he's going to work on it, doesn't say when he's going to work on it. He doesn't.
But you know it's Friday, and you know that it's closed on Sunday. And he's telling you, pick it up first thing Monday morning.
But you don't know when he's going to do it. He could do it after Shabbos.
He's saying that's fine. Okay, so what about, Rabbi Yisai, if it's the garage, you know, garage that everybody sees, and you see, as you go to shul, you see everybody, you see like the guy working on your car, everybody recognizes your car, and you know, on the way to shul, and then everywhere back, oh, thank you, his car is broke. You know, is that the problem? If you see the guy work, if it's in a visible place or not, does it make a difference or not? Or is it only if it's like, if you bring it to the car, out of the area, then it's maybe, does the halacha change or not?
So, going to Mokum, right, if the way that people normally work on cars is high-yard, it's different if it's Kabbalah.
Oh! Going the right direction. So we're going back to the Kabbalah of Chiyom Shalah, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing now. So Rabbi Yisrael, all those questions will be answered in this Seif Bezer Hashem, and the next Seif as well. So Bezer and Seif Gimel should give us a very clear idea of all those. And by the way, it's not just with the garage. We can apply, we'll be able to apply all those halachas also with regards to dry cleaning. If you're going to a dry cleaner, and you're giving in your suit, your trousers, your whatever it may be, and you're giving it on Friday, and you want to pick it up on Sunday, And then you know that it's been worked on Shabbos. Can you do that, yes or no? To make a difference, if it's visible or not?
You know he's going to do it on Shabbos because you've seen him pick it up on Sunday. You know definitely he's going to do it on Shabbos.
And therefore, so you're making a distinction between the garage and the dry cleaner. Garage, you say, it's okay, but dry cleaner is not.
Maybe.
Yeah? Okay, let us see what Shulchan Aruch says on this. See, base. Mota liten begodov lekoi beis ein Yehudi. Okay. So he's actually talking about very much like a dry cleaner. You're allowed to give your clothing to a koi beis, to a cleaner, but when he does the washing, hen yudi is a goy. Ve oirois le'abdon, perish ha'uman, this is talking about the worker, sheme abed works on, umisaken oirois works on the leather. So you've got rough leather needs to be worked on to make something out of it, to make some the hide. He works on the leather to make shoes or whatever it may be out of the leather. So you're allowed to give it to him. Samuch lechashecha, even on Friday afternoon, you're allowed to give him the clothing and the leather. Why are you allowed to give it to him? So the Mishnah Berurah explains straight away in Seif Katan Yud Beis litem begodav. It's not just referring to those specific two melachas that is discussed over here, but it goes beyond that as well. They came into kotzav loydomim be'at melachtoi, as we discussed in many of the pre-recorded shulim over the holidays, that the rule of thumb is that if it's a set amount of money that you're paying him for the work done over Shabbos, so then it does not, it's his problem when he does it. It's up to him. He can choose when he does it. It's his decision when he does it. He doesn't do it for you, really. He does it for his money, and therefore he can do it on Shabbos, and that is not a problem. It's mutter. It's mutter. As long as it's caught up, it's a set amount. But if you get paid, if you would get paid per hour, what would be the halacha then? You can't, because he gets paid per hour. He's working for you on Shabbos. But if it's a, is you that dry cleaning is a 12-pound job, he can do it whenever he wants. He can do it on Friday night. He can do it on Shabbos. He can do it on Matzah Shabbos. Whenever he wants, you're not paying him for the hour you're doing, for the kotzah, for the job. Therefore, it's permitted. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. Same concept. Yeah. Continues the Mishneh Berurah. It is mamash the same concept. It doesn't matter if you do it immediately. To kick Ovid by Yoyma Shabbos, Hadaite the Nafshe Kovid, these are the critical words, the crucial words, Mishneh Berurah. Hadaite the Nafshe Kovid is doing it for himself. Lemayel Hashem Melachto, it's his choice when he wants to do it. Could have done it a different time as well, and therefore it's okay. Imkot, so the Mishneh Berurah says, someone Chashecha, even if it's just before Chashecha, Uveinon Sheotziem Gamkim Bepesach Besim, but you're not only this claim that the Mishneh Berurah said Yud Gimel is just ensure that it's actually removed from your property on Shabbos. Because we discussed on Thursday's shir that it's a bit more dodgy if he has to pick it up from your property on Shabbos. That's a Maris Ayin issue. So assuming that it's not within your property on Shabbos. But as long as it's out of your property, the Mishneh Berurah says, you have a set amount of cost. I mean, set amount of how much this costs. It's not a problem. Now, in Katz, it's continued Shulchan Aruch. That's if it's a set figure, how much it costs. Or, alternatively, now, when you speak about Toivas Hano for a minute, because what that's referring to is, actually, the garage technician is actually quite a close friend of yours. Okay? So, he's actually, he knows that he's quite happy to do it for free. Because you have been friends. And he knows that if he fixes your exhaust over Shabbos, he knows that he's going to give you the accounts at the end of the tax year, and you're going to do it for free as well. You've got that kind of relationship with him. It's Tovas Hano. You know, he doesn't want money from you. He doesn't want money. He wants your gratitude, because he wants something in return at a different point. So he keeps a cheshbon. He's not doing it as a pure favor, but now at this point, he doesn't want any cash from you. That is called Tovas Hano. So now we're going to have to be clear in this, because there's going to be a slight distinction. So you're not paying him, but he wants something in return. So if he's changing the exhaust or the tire, so that's going to be fine as well. Even if it's a Tovas Hano, so he's fixing the car over Shabbos, you're not giving him a set amount of money, but you owe him a shkoyach, and that's fine as well. You can do it, you can give him the car over Shabbos as well. Vehu, however, very, very important and critical consideration. You may not tell him, my dear friend, you do it over Shabbos. Saturday, you do the car. You do the track, and it has to be done tomorrow. You may not explicitly command him to do so on Shabbos. Again, he needs to be out of your property, he needs to be in the goy's property. Okay, now, we have over here an important disclaimer that it has to be done. It has to be done in a way that you don't explicitly state that it's on Shabbos. The Mefonshim ask, "What happens if it's inevitable that it will be done on Shabbos?" If you say explicitly, do it on Shabbos, that which Shlesh Mechanoch said, it's no good. So what would be the halacha if you're not saying it, but inevitable? So the example would be, pick it up on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. It's inevitable.
Yeah, I have that problem then, because I give it to a dry cleaner on a Sunday, and his next Sunday arrives, I said, that's fine for me. But I don't know when he's going to do it, but you can assume it's going to be more towards Sunday, so he might do it on the Shabbos, but I don't know.
Right, so that's different. But I'm referring to if it's definitely going to be on Shabbos. It's inevitably going to be on Shabbos. It's under normal circumstances, it can't be any otherwise. It's not that if it... So
if I give it on a Sunday, and he said it'll be ready next Sunday, that's all right, because you don't know when he's going to do it.
Right. So that is clear, and that's very good. So if it's very vague, it could be this Sunday, it could be next Sunday, then there's no shaila whatsoever, and that's perfectly permitted. And I'm going to go even a step further. Even Rabbi Isai, if you say pick it up on Monday, if he tells you pick it up on Monday, and the shop is closed, well, that's a bit more questionable, but he's not, as if it's closed, it's a bit more of a shaila. But if he doesn't normally work on Sunday, but at times you've seen him open on Monday, or there is some noise going on there on Sunday, then it will be fine as well. But if it's inevitable, mamash completely inevitable, that he's going to have to do it on Shabbos, such as picking up on Sunday morning 9 o'clock, some poiskim, in fact, many poiskim, compare it to this, shelo yom al asos b'Shabbos. If it's inevitable that it's going to happen on Shabbos, many poiskim dislike it. Many poiskim dislike it. So, right. I can't say it's also, because you could always argue, well, you may want to do it over the night, or you may want to do it really early on Sunday morning. So, you can't say it's also, but if it's very, very... Yeah.
Stomach is also to drop sitting mamish 2 minutes before Hadlak is Nejus and say, I desperately need to go to the airport 10 minutes after Big Shabbos.
That would be also. Yeah. That would be also. Yeah. If it's inevitable, he's going to do it on Shabbos. Right. Okay. We continue. There is a Mishnah Berurah over here. So that's really what I'm quoting now is really the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Tezayin. Last week, B'Shabbos. V'chein yom amal ha-koyves. If you said to the washing person, hey, see to it, shani tzorech lo'em b'motzah Shabbos. I need it on Motzah Shabbos. I need my trousers on Motzah Shabbos. Kigon shiroi tzelisa amiyat Motzah Shabbos. As your example, indeed. I need those trousers on Motzah Shabbos. Gamze also afilu bekotzah. It will be also always. Tekim v'jev shaligom ro'elim ken yaseh b'Shabbos. Since inevitably he's going to have to do melacha on Shabbos, the goy, therefore, aveli kilo ema beferesh shechavas b'Shabbos. It's as if you ask him explicitly to do it on Shabbos. Vavakishlocha is if it's like your messenger. So if you explicitly state, I need it on Matzah Shabbos, and it's inevitable he's going to have to do melacha on Shabbos, it's also. Rabbi said this brings to interesting shaila, a post-war shaila, which the Chalkas Yankov and Dain Weiss and Ramosha speak about, which is the advertisement shaila. Okay, if you've got a business that also you would like to attract some non-Jewish clientele, and you want to put an ad in a non-Jewish paper. You want to put an ad in a non-Jewish paper, and you want to have the Shabbos edition. Because that's your clientele, that's from a business perspective, that's a good day to have it out. Are you allowed to ask for an advertisement to go out in a paper on Shabbos?
You can even extend it to the electronic advertising now,
yeah,
which goes all the time usually, but you could ask specifically.
If you ask,
for the weekend, and you probably pay more money or whatever. So then, and if you're a Jewish company and you want a big advert in Piccadilly, a digital one,
right?
And you know it's going to be shown, maybe shown on Friday, but it's also going to be shown on Shabbos as well. Would that be a problem?
So let's go slowly. Let's go about the old-fashioned newspapers first. Rabbi Yisai, what's the halacha? Yeah, indeed, you're right. So the Meiser, Chalkas Yankov, and the Poskim, they say that it's also. Because it's no different, you're asking a goy, even if it's for a set fee, which it will be inevitably. You're asking a goy to the Meloch for you on Shabbos. Normally, the way newspapers are printed, they're not printed on Friday afternoon for Shabbos morning. They will be printed in the night. And therefore, you're actually asking explicitly for Melach to be performed on Shabbos. And that's where it's going to be also.
Did I get these lucky tickets when they did a draw on Shabbos? Buy a lucky ticket, and the draw takes this on Shabbos.
Friday night, lucky ticket.
Assuming you can buy a lucky ticket.
Yes, you've bought a lottery ticket on Friday. The draw is on Friday night.
Because you're not on Monday.
Monday.
No, because the Euro
is Tuesday and Friday.
Why is it different? Why do you tell it's different?
You're running the whole operation. You're not instigating that.
Yeah. As opposed to the advertisement, where the advertisement specifically is... Yeah.
Whether you buy a ticket or not, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I hear that. Yeah. But how are you going to know that if you win the multi-millions that it's going to be that he's not going to swap the tickets?
I trust him.
Oh, you trust him? Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
He wrote me into it.
Okay.
Friday, there's all the drawn on Friday night.
Okay, so that, yeah.
Is that a problem then?
No. Okay. I think, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im ra'ohu oisem melacha b'Shabbos. Melachto b'Shabbos. Now, if you saw that the goy is doing the melacha for you on Shabbos. Okay, so you asked the garage, you told him, listen here, I don't need it before Tuesday. Okay, here's the car. I need the car. No, it's fine. Is it all right, I'll do it when it's convenient. And you, as you walk past on Shabbos, you see him. You see him actually doing. He's working on your car on Shabbos. So now, imra o hoise melachto b'Shabbos. You see that he's either dry cleaning or he's fixing your car or he's doing the melacha for you. You recognize that for Shabbos. Now it depends. Imra o hoise b'toyv asano. If you didn't pay him, but it was a toyv asano that he's doing it for you to have the shkoyach. Yeah. That the toyv asano. Then tzurchloy maloy. Then you have to go up to. Hello, sir. You know, I'm really sorry. Please do accept my. Lo yasibo b'Shabbos and ask him. Don't do it for me on Shabbos. Now it depends. So it depends. If you paid him, you're paying him for that. Then the halacha is you can just leave it. It's fine. But if it's a toyv asano thing that you're not paying him, but you're going to get the shkoyach. You know, he wants your shkoyach because he wants you to pay him back another time, then the halacha is you have to go over to him and say, please don't do it. That's my card, don't do it on Shabbos, please.
Is that different from payment in
advance? No, the difference is only as to whether you're paying him cash, you're paying him, or you're not paying him. If you're paying him, you don't have to worry about it. And if you're not paying him, if it's a toyv asano, then you have to stop. Mishnah explains, what's the reason for that?
You stop him, yeah.
Yeah, stop him now. It's really sorry. You know, I can't even have done that on Shabbos.
To me,
if it's a Jew, it's definitely. If it's a Jew, it's much worse.
I went to bed on Shabbos afternoon, and suddenly I heard this noise outside. I said, what's the neighbor doing? I didn't pay much attention. And then after a while, it was going on this noise again. I looked out my window. There's a guy who employed to my garden. He said, he'll come whenever. And he's a Jew, he didn't keep anything, and he started cutting my hedge.
Oh, really?
So I quickly went out, I said, please, you know.
Absolutely.
He said, I didn't know, I know you're Jewish, and I had something come up, but I didn't know you keep Shabbos. Can you stop quickly?
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely.
And he was a Jew, but didn't keep
Nebuch, yeah. Nebuch, absolutely, yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, he explains this as follows, and he says in Seif Cotton, Chav Beis, he explains why is it, and what's the distinction between if you're paying him or whichever is a tovas anor. In first wide line, vim vim roye ro oise, av shamecha behekel emalo, litin loy av betovas anor mibodyoim. Although we have just learned and discussed that really you can ask him to do melocha if it's betovas anor, vein loy lochush l'mash yase b'Shabbos, and it does not matter. We don't have to worry if he does it on Shabbos or not. Ha'filim v'yodea sheyase, even if it's likely he's going to do on Shabbos. Kimon she'enu mitzaveu al zeh, since you're not commanding him to do melacha on Shabbos, it's permitted. K'mo yesh kesavnu le'el. Mikol mokem, nevertheless, k'shebo leveiso motzo shoyis, if you're seeing him actually doing the melacha on Shabbos, mechzed midayte of it, it looks like he's doing the melacha on your behalf. Kim she'enu mikabel tzchar al zeh, since nobody's paying him for it, it looks like he's doing it for you as a shlichas. If you're not paying him for that exhaust that he's fixing, you're not paying him for it. He says, all right, we are friends, you know, we are mites. So if he does that, so it looks like his mamash is shliach. He looks like his mamash is shliach, and therefore you have to stop him. However, if you're paying him £250 on Sunday, then, and if you see him doing it on Shabbat, so he's not your shliach, you're paying him for it. He does it whenever it's convenient for him. And therefore it's okay. And you have to command, if you're not paying him, you have to command him to stop. Right. Okay.
Can I ask you just a clarification on this? So are we saying this is Marisayim?
No. This is not Marisayim. No. It's very interesting. It's a kind of... It's not Maris Ha'ani. It doesn't go within Maris Ha'ani. It goes within... it's Nire Keshlichus. It's Nire Keshlichus. Yeah, it will...
It's
obviously there's always an element of a potential bystander, but it's obviously deeper than that. It obviously has to do with him as well. So what you're asking that.
So it's not Maris Ayin.
It's not pure Maris Ayin.
Because people walking by would assume that you paid him.
You are mamash saying the Chai Adam. What you are saying is mamash the Chai Adam. Let's see Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. That's mamash what it's about. Says Shulchan Aruch, V'im oisa melach mefusemes. What happens if it is well known? If it's well known. V'yodua shishel Yisrael. Everybody knows this is a Yid's melacha. This melacha is for Yid. Everybody knows. V'oisa oisa melach mefusem. It's in a well-known place. It's like everybody can see it happening. You should ask it. So now he said that although we have learned that that you're allowed to ask a goy to do melacha, if you're not asking, commanding him, if you're not commanding him to do the melacha on Shabbos for you, we learned that you can just leave it even if it doesn't on Shabbos. So now we're learning, however, if it's in a public domain and everybody can see that he's doing melach for you on Shabbos, and then it's tov lehachmir. You should be machmir v'lehsoy. Now the Mishneh Bura over here clarifies, he argues in the name of the Chai Adam, and he says, "V'chai Adam heikel b'zeroy mitam achet. The kim shadua sheminik kol bnei ha'ir. Vitin keim lekoivis bekablonus. Halken afilim ha'in yudim mechapson b'okam mefus amutra d'em b'zeh chashotim mishum schir yoyim." Mishneh Bura says, over here in the name of Chai Adam, he says as follows. He says, come on, if the garage person, the mechanic, if he is fixing the car, what is the chashash? That's not much what you are saying. What will people think already? If I see Kagan's car there on Shabbos, and I see him work, what will I think already? Why will I think? What will I think? What will you think? What will you think? What's going to be? What are you going to think? Yeah, he's working for him. And what kind? And a garage normally? How does a garage get paid? Per hour or per job?
Per job.
Per job, sure. So I will not suspect any Yid that has done anything wrong over here. Because this is the kind of melacha, it may be in a public place, but it doesn't matter, says the Chai Adam. He's arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. He said, if it's the norm is that that job is done normally, job paid, then what am I worried about? Nobody's going to think that this guy is working for Yid in an osadik way. He's getting paid for the job. It's his decision. It's the guy's decision that he chose to work on Shabbos. Nobody's doing anything wrong over here. And therefore it's mutter. Even in a public place. Even in a public place. Because normally a job like that is done, you're getting paid per job, not per hour. And therefore there's no chashash. And therefore what's going to be with the dry cleaner as well? If I walk past a dry cleaner, a public dry cleaner, and I can see that it looks like a Yiddish suit or Yiddish tie or Yiddish thing, and you see, do you have to stop him? If it's yours?
You don't know it's yours,
though. Whatever, even if you do recognize it.
Yeah, but...
Okay, whatever.
No.
You don't have to stop him.
Fixed price.
Because it's normally paid by fixed price. Chodom is Mikkel. Pardon? Yeah. Chodom is Mikkel and Cholik on the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Yes.
And this is a very valid batisha point, but I don't really see how it's practical. Let's say the garage behind Moby Road, right? And they're working on my car on Shabbos. And they've got it up on the thing and they're changing the exhaust. If I tell him to stop, he's going to do kama malachas to get it down and to stop whatever he's in the middle of. He's going to put down all his things and he's going to do tiltal. He's doing, you know, he's doing rehavara, he's doing... using electricity, he's using like shvusim and malachas, gemara, and I'm going to cause him every bit as much, aside from the inconvenience it's going to cause him, I'm going to be causing him to be over much more directly because of me. Because when he's doing the work on the car, that is at least some level of bechinas denafshik avid. But now that I've told him stop working on my car, he's going to be using electricity. He's going to be picking up muksa items and moving them more than daladamas, mamish because of me. And how is that better?
And you're going to cause him a loss because he could have done somebody else's car.
Yeah, a loss. Okay.
You're going to
loss
it because he'll have to take it down, and he could have done somebody else's car.
Your point is excellent. Because you're really asking directly for him to do melacha, for you.
And you're quoting him.
Yeah, it's a very, very good point. It's a mamash hashtag point. I love it. Yeah.
No, but he could have used somebody else's.
Yeah, if you ask him specifically to take down or take it off the ramp, you're asking, you're asking mamash amir lenochi. It's mamash amir lenochi because you're asking him to do melachas for you. He's not getting any benefit from it, which amir lenochi is also. So though the hamelachis tzorich limchois, but I wonder if this would go that far, of being Matir Amir Lenochi. I really don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a really good question. I don't know. Mamash interesting.
And he won't be very happy.
He won't be happy. He's going to find you all. Yeah.
He could have repaired somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight the following halacha. It's a fascinating shayla. We learned tonight halacha is about giving your koyves in a Yehudi and the skins, the hide, to the goy. We said if it's a set price, you're allowed to do that, provided that you don't specify that you don't instruct him to do the work on Shabbos. We also learned that if it's inevitable he's going to do the work on Shabbos, it's also. We also learned that if you see him doing the melacha on Shabbos, then it depends. If it's Tevas Hanor, you should stop him. If it's paid, then it's Mamash's business, you don't have to worry about it. We learned the Shulchan Aruch says if it's melacha mefusemes, you should be machmir and everybody sees that it's a yid doing the work for yid, you should stop him. We learned the Chayodim over his Mekel, and he said that if it's a kind of job that is normally not getting paid per hour, but it's getting paid for the job, you don't have to stop him because everybody knows that he's getting paid for the job and he's not working for you. That's the halachos we covered tonight. Good evening.